Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome to the Daily Inspiration Show. I am Minister James Browning, and the Daily Inspiration Show is sponsored by the Holistic Ministry. I am so grateful that you're able to stop by this morning. This is our fourth week of doing the Daily Inspiration Show, and we've been getting a wonderful response. I'm so glad to see some of you tuning in and coming back. It's that way of trying to get your morning started so you can have your wonderful day. You know, what you do early in the morning is what affects the rest of your day. So that's why we do what we do here. So, again, I welcome all my old listeners for coming back, and all the new ones, I'm grateful for you also. Now, all you guys who maybe have missed the Holistic Ministry show yesterday, you should go back and re-listen to it. It was a very powerful show, and I'm sure you will enjoy it. So it's worth your time to go back and to listen to it. You know, all these shows are archived, so it'll be a good thing to be able to go back and to be able to listen to that. So anyway, let's get started. You know, this morning show is a very short, it's only a 15-minute show, so we want to get in what we need to get in this morning. Okay. First of all, I want to say happy birthday to the Honorable Reverend Martin Luther King. I'm sure that at some point in history, Reverend Martin Luther King will join sainthood because he was surely a special individual who came here to be a wayshower and to be able to help and to bring about change. So he was a very unique and special person in his own way. And so this morning, I just want to say, Martin, we love you. We are so grateful that you came this way, and it's we're just totally grateful for you and what the love and the what the big picture is, what you saw. And I think today's topic is a good occasion for today. What is your passion? What are you passionate about? What turns you on? What gets you excited in the morning? What is it that you really have? So we know that MLK was passionate to see that all people were able to live together. And he wanted to see all the races, everybody, baby, come together as one, and which it should be, to really recognize the human race. And there's only one race of people, and that is the human race. That is what we all are, beloved ones, just because we come in different complexions and different male, female, doesn't mean anything. We're all spiritual beings coming here on a human spirit, on a human journey, on a spiritual journey. And I think that Martin saw that, and he really wanted to bring that into focus and just wanted to eliminate any racism, anything that made people feel different because of who they were. And so, again, we're so grateful for you, Martin. Thanks for coming this way. And so let's get on with today's show. Passion is something that's very important for you to be able to bring forth in your life. You have to have, if you don't have passion, that means that you're not having joy about something. So I am here to this morning to talk to you about what it is that really turns you on, what really gets you going and makes you happy, because that's what is so important. So the question I have for you, beloved one, what really brings you passion every day? What gets you going? I can't answer it for you. It's something that you have to answer for yourself as to what turns you on. But I will say this to you. You can get being passionate about something that you would do regardless of what you get out of materialistically. You're so passionate about it, you don't even think about the materialistic part of it. And what are you doing? It's something that you would almost pay to do yourself. You pay somebody else just for you to have the ability to do it. For example, I can speak for my own self. When I do this show, I'm so compassionate about it that, you know, I wouldn't need anyone to pay me. I pay out of my pocket for this show every month, and I don't look for nothing in return other than the fact to be able to do it and to enjoy it, because I wake up in the morning, I'm excited about it, and I'm enthused about it, to be able to talk about God and be able to talk about, you know, the things that are bringing us together and helping us to do. That's what I mean, that you're passionate about something. So passionate about it, like you would do it if you didn't make any money from it. And that's because that you are just so enthused about it. And because in this, in your passion, your teaching, and your sharing knowledge, to me, that is my reward, to be able to just to share with you what the Creator has given me and how, because I always tell you, I'm a vessel anyway. I'm just a vessel, beloved one. So I want to be able to share with you and give you what God has given to me. And the satisfaction of you taking it and doing something with it is enough reward for me to be able to do that. Okay. And you do it constantly. And when you know you have a passion for something, you do it constantly and you look for nothing in return. You know, especially on a material level, you look for nothing in return. So, beloved ones, if you are currently in an occupation that you don't get excited about, that you don't get motivated about when you wake up in the morning, when you wake up in the morning and you think about what do you have to do and you say, oh, my God, I got to go do this all over again, then, my friends, you are not on the right path. You are not on the right path. So many of you work just to make a living. And that's pretty sad. You know what I mean? You work just to make a living, and you're getting no compassion out of it. Every day you go to these jobs that you are regretting that you have to go to and have to spend time on, and you do it every single workday with regrets and feeling. And do you know what, beloved one? Every time you do that, that is causing conflict in your spirit when you have to do that. So when you put financial gain in front of what you do, every time that you doing it just for the money, you can expect it is going to cause you damage in your spirit. Because, beloved one, you are a spiritual being having a human spirit, having a human experience. Yeah, let me just rephrase that. I'm sorry. You are a spiritual being, yes, having a human experience. And so that means that you should first have be determined about your passion for your spiritual growth. That's your number one priority, to be passionate about your spiritual growth. If you're not passionate about it, then something's going on inside and you're going to need to do something about that. If nothing else that you need to do is to bring forth and to really bring that purpose into your life. Your purpose, whatever it is that you're feeling passionate about, beloved ones, is the thing that is driven, is connected to your purpose. You see, each one of you came here to do something specific. And when that specific thing you do is inside of you. And when you are passionate about something, that is leaking you to your purpose. If you feel that, just like, for, you know, hey, if you are a professional sports athlete or a professional actor, you know, you feel passionate about that. That's part of your journey, part of what you came here to do, to be able to do that. Okay, so you feel passionate about it. If you want to follow your passion, then you need to really go forth and do what you need to do, regardless of whether what kind of financial reward it'll bring you. Now, if you follow your passion, as you really feel passionate about it, it can affect your financial world. I'm not saying it can make you rich by following your passion, but and a lot of times it can make you very financially blessed and full of God's opulence, because you are doing what you want to do. And so if we look at professional athletes and we look at actors and see how successful some of them are, at least from a material standpoint. I don't know so much what's going on in their personal and spiritual life, but from a material standpoint, they're very successful, a lot of them. So your passion, and they are passionate about what they do. You see, the problem is that a lot of us, beloved ones, don't want to pay the price that it takes in order to be and have the compassion we want to do, to perform the things you want to do. It is not easy being a professional athlete. You have to be willing to train and train hard and to really to bring about that which you want to bring about. So you have to have that passion, beloved one, to be able to go there and allow them to do. So when you're doing something that can get you excited and passionate about it, that's when you know you begin to have more understanding about who you truly are and what your true passions are. But allowing something, too many of us allow other people to talk us out of our passion. You know, people, what you want to, you may tell somebody, you feel that, hey, I want to be a professional actor. I want to be a professional singer. And someone tell you, oh, you go make a living. You can't do that. You can't do this. And we allow other people to talk us out of our desires and out of passion. And when what happens is that you buy into a mediocrity because they want you to fit into their mold just because that is something they can't do. They're going to tell you that you can't do it. And you buy into the idea that you're not able. Just imagine how many people are really gifted in talent and never bring that talent out of them because the fact is that someone told them that they were not capable of doing that. And inside of them, they know they could do. They know they could sing. They know they could play musical instruments. But somewhere, someplace, somebody told them, you can't make a living at this. You can't do this, and you can't be that. Beloved one, that's really a sad situation. The only place where the word success comes before work is in the dictionary. Okay? Let me just say it till you get it. The only time the word success comes before work is in the dictionary. So if you want to be successful at something, you got to be willing to work at it, beloved ones. Okay? And it's okay to do that. And that way, especially if you're passionate about it, be willing to work to develop it and bring it into your life. So I'm not saying at this point some of you will not be able to have the same compassion drive you had when you was 20 and 30 years old. You know, you may not have that kind of drive now that you're 60 or 70 years old. You're not, especially if you decided to be an athlete at 70 years old, you can't do what you did when you were 30 years old. So that's okay. So, but you can develop a new passion. You can develop a new passion. Maybe you want to, maybe you didn't play baseball, but you may want to write a book about sports. You know, you want to do something that you can do at this time. So develop a new passion. Write a book, beloved one. So, you know, do something. Be a mentor to a young person. Be a spiritual leader in your community. Go and do something where you can do and bring about spirituality to help other people grow. Now, you want to be able to really bring about your passion whenever you are willing to go help someone else to bring joy and peace and blessing into their life. That will make you feel so wonderful and feel so compassionate, and that's a real blessing when you're willing to go make someone else happy. Just try it. Go just try it today, whatever with it. Go see what you can do to make someone else happy and see how passionate it makes you feel that you are able to bring happiness to someone. And so each one of us still at our current age, if you're not able to fulfill that passion you had when you were younger, you can still do it today. You can still have a sense of passion about just developing that sense inside of you to do something that really makes you excited and really turn you on, okay? So you are not too late for you to develop a passion for something, beloved one. And so you need to do that if that's what makes you feel good, and especially, like I said, if you're willing to go and help someone else become happy and feel joyful, you will be so truly rewarded. That's what true happiness is. Okay? So today's lesson for us is to find our passion, do our passion. It will bring more joy to your life. It will lighten your life up in a way that you are will be on fire about. You know, it makes you excited to be passionate and to have concern about you. And that will also help you developing your own personal purpose of why you came here, when you can find joy in what you need to do. Okay, beloved ones, you know, like to say, it's only a 15-minute show, and it goes fast here early in the morning. 15 minutes is not very long. But anyway, I just want to have you to have a most wonderful and positive day. Today, go forth in your MLK day, recognizing that Martin was all about love and about peace and journey. So that's what your message should be today, to go and bring some passion and some love and concern to someone else, including yourself, okay? So let's pray and close the day's show out. Beloved, mighty Father, Mother God, we give gratitude and thanks for another wonderful day, another day of life, another day of wonders that you have given us to be able to sustain ourselves here on planet Earth, and that we will continue to be blessed, that you keep us surround our physical bodies and your white light of protection to keep us moving in this high energy and high vibration. We know today is special, that we're going to live in that energy and space, knowing that all is one. We are connected to you, God, the source, and to bring us into our lives. So thank you, beloved ones. We're so grateful this morning, and peace and love to you. All right. Have a most wonderful day.